This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day. As we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information, presented by Roseburg Foot and Ankle Specialists. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here. We've got a full lineup of programs set for this week. A lot of different things happening. A couple more candidate interviews as well. But today we wanted to talk to the interim CEO of Aviva Health, Patrick Hull. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, so after retiring from the Roseburg VA, what led to you being interested in this new role?
Well, I was always going to work after my VA retirement. And then I was in a coffee shop, my coffee, and we were walking through there. And I went over to say something to a friend and a colleague that I was retiring or had retired. And that's kind of what it led off of this adventure with coming on with Aviva.
So when did you begin at Aviva?
It was the 9th that I got a call to reach out and discuss some items with them. On the 10th, had a discovery meeting. And then on the 12th, had a signing of the contract, and then started on the 13th. So it was pretty fast. The board reacted really fast to get me on board to keep that continuity of leadership.
And was that April or March?
April.
April. So you're about a month in. How do you feel like things are going so far?
You know, it's going really well. The first month or two, you end up transitioning into an organization, kind of seeing what makes it tick, and is the perception of the organization the same inside as it was outside? So I spent a lot of time looking at that, even structuring my very first meeting with the 400 employees at their town hall, and walked through what I thought of Aviva outside, you know, a compassionate quality care organization that steps up to the plate to actually help cover gaps within the community, and very qualified staff, and ended up coming in and seeing it from the inside. And it was such a breath of fresh air. Meetings, staff, the culture inside, just outstanding. Watching the staff interact with each other, both when I was in the meeting, but also, you know, walking through the hallways, maybe hearing some stuff or watching meetings. It's just breathtaking, the teamwork and the compassion they have for our community.
Now, you had decades on the federal level working with the VA and a number of locations. What's the difference? What's it like to be in this environment versus at that level?
Oh my goodness, there's so many differences. 34 years, including some student time in the VA system, which has a wonderful mission to serve our veterans, and I continue to support the veterans, being a veteran myself. But just transitioning out of that into the private sector, it's amazing how quickly you can get things going, how you can get around a table and be able to fill needs of the community and have a team that can make it happen quicker than what we can in a bureaucratic system. So that was probably the main thing, because I went in, asked for a few documents, some prep work, and the team was able to turn it around in an hour, 2 days, some items just within several days. Just very impressive. I think the culture of Aviva is something that really stands out to me, truly caring organization from top to bottom. And turnover rate was extremely low. Oh my goodness, that says a lot about an organization when you have less than 2% turnover rate.
So what's the kind of the scope of what you're overseeing?
Well, the transition into includes doing an environmental assessment, you know, looking at different processes, systems, and governance, and seeing if it needs any improvements or just validating that it's working well. So that's one of the things that a CEO, an interim, would come in and do, just understand it. But just overseeing the entire operations. So it's a CEO in this kind of situation oversees and runs operations, working with the board members and the board to actually carry out the strategic direction that is set by the board, and then making sure the board can do their governance. So that's a part of this role, and then the kind of the connecting point between operations and the board itself.
And it sounds like you're really impressed with what you've walked into.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's amazing when you walk into a room and the staff are trying to get to a yes. The directors, the kindness of trying to get initiatives and projects and services set up to help the county and everybody that lives within it. Just absolutely wonderful. Then the level of detail and quality of the staff and the managers and VPs, executive staff, is just outstanding. And so those are some awesome things. I think when I look at quality of care, their performance measures are really, really up there and performing well. Looking at continuity of care, absolutely seeing that across the teams. But the compassion that people have comes out through the walls of Aviva. You can walk down those walls and you just feel it in the air. And the laughter, every aspect of that building I've been in, I have heard laughter and excitement and teamwork.
Now, in a healthcare environment, you probably don't always hear laughter.
Well, I was interim director in Colorado when we went through the COVID issues and concerns, and that had a lot of it just drained so many healthcare professionals, and it's really tough. And there's a lot of tough kind of feedback it goes to patients. Over the years, people get really worn out and maybe lose that passion they had at the beginning. But it's key. The one thing about leading an organization is going in and making sure that you're always filling up the cup. You're always making sure that the staff feels appreciated and they're able to be able to do what they've always wanted to do, is serve patients. And that's key. And it's all over Aviva. Now, I'm going to start a tour to go to each one of the sites. They'll probably start next week. We're planning those, and I'll be able to meet with the staff at their specific site where we provide care.
And people maybe not necessarily always aware that Aviva is more than just where they are most well known for, on the nonprofit campus just north of Roseburg.
Yeah, there's multiple different areas, and we have services. And I think some of the key services, of course, we have primary care of medical. We do procedure clinics for circumcision, vasectomies, and et cetera. Pediatric development and development pediatrics, dermatology. We have preventive services, women's health, public health services, immunizations, reproductive health services. We have addiction medicine, chronic care management. There's just in dentistry, both partial and services that we offer within the dental field, behavioral health. So it's really exciting. It's exciting to be a part of it.
And one of the interesting things to watch, and I'm not remembering the technical name for it, but you've got these resident physicians that come in groups and kind of move to the next level.
Yeah, that helps the whole community by bringing in residents and running a residency program. It gets them in the environment, gets them feeling, what is Roseburg all about? And we try to use it as a recruitment tool as well, because if they like the organization, they like Aviva or some of the other medical centers, we can retain them internally. So it's really important for the community to have residency programs, both across MDs, DOs, nurses, admin. We have admin students coming in here in the next couple months. So it's all aspects of that. And working with the college, Rachel at the college is just outstanding. I mean, I'm just amazed on how she has helped this organization, and with our superintendent at the high school as well.
Well, and one of the things for an area like Douglas County, a lot of issues around the nation with sort of a shortage of providers in more rural areas.
Yes, absolutely. It's across the nation. When I used to work in my previous organization, we had a very difficult time to recruit, but it takes incentives to get them to come. But then finding the right people that want to commit to the mission and vision of Aviva and the surrounding community is very important. So you have to find the right people to match up to the community. And just in the 3 years I've been here in Roseburg, it is amazing how it has changed. Absolutely amazing. The downtown, the community, the support, activities, the outdoor music festivals they have. We always enjoy that. And so the younger people coming in, there's more than what was here even 3 years ago. And I think they're changing their priorities with what they're trying to get into a community. And they find that Roseburg's a great place to raise their children. The schools have a tremendous amount of initiatives going on with their capital projects. I'm working on a special volunteer group to review their capital, their buildings, and how we might fund those in the future.
All right, we're going to talk more with Patrick Cole when we come back on Inside Douglas County. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, a couple of candidate interviews Tuesday and Wednesday, so listen for those. Talking with Patrick Hull, the interim CEO of Aviva Health on Inside Douglas County, about the new role and moving in. You know, I was thinking about anytime you're in, well, you really, I mean, you did a whole career at the VA, and everything at the federal level is guided by what starts in D.C., works its way down through the chain of things, It sounds like it's got to be very different to work at a locally based organization where the people that can say yes or no or answer questions or whatever are all right there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's totally different in that aspect of it, knowing that you have the individuals local with the approval of the board on strategic initiatives, strategic direction, and not having to go through years of trying to get approval for initiatives. They all have good reasons for doing that, and they come about, but it's nice to have it compact where we can actually make quick decisions and be able to support the community within those realms of governance.
So in the month you've been there, what's an average day like for you?
Well, I am surprised. My wife, when I go home, she goes, "How's your day?" And I say, "It's been awesome." And she goes, "Really?" Because, you know, we take so much home at times. And she's like, "Wow, you seem very happy." And I said, "Yes, I am." I said, you know, working with the people I've been working with and the board that I've worked with, their heart is in the right place. Compassion and quality and taking care of each other. Not saying that it wasn't there in any other roles I've had in 34 years, but it's just really refreshing knowing that we can go in and make some really quick changes based on an environmental scan that we might need to do for a process or an initiative.
So right now you're really still, I mean, after 30 days, you're really still kind of learning everything about the whole organization.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. I usually have a 90 to 120-day transition period. What's really, it stands out quite a bit, when I first met with the board and the board members about, I think, day 11, I had changed my perspective and changed the time frame based on what is built into the system and the quality of what's going on and also the reported outcomes of our key indicators. It's shortened. So it'll be 45 days to probably about 60 days as the transition goes in and continues. But then some of the initiatives that I would think we need to put into place, they're starting much sooner, and we can walk through the process very quick because I'm checking boxes of things that I know to review, and they're getting checked off really quick. So that transition period is going to be a lot shorter.
So what are some of your plans for the near future for Aviva?
Well, help and support the board on the process of selecting a new or a permanent CEO. It's a part of what we do, trying to make sure that when we're doing any type of report or a new process change, that it's able for that next person to come in and picking it up very quickly. So making sure it's the audience for the reports that we're developing or refining are going to help with that transition period. Stabilization is critical in any time when you have leadership changes. So continuity of leadership. The board, as I said, acted really quickly to make sure there was not a day without a CEO. And I mean, we worked on the weekends to make sure there's discovery meetings to be able to help and make sure that they could get a contract signed and not have any type of large gap there. So kudos to the board. I've never seen anybody move that fast. And I've been in healthcare for 34 years at different levels. And it's just amazing.
Now, back up, what caused you to get into healthcare?
Well, I first was trying to go to school to become an architect and then into some other degrees and started to work as a phlebotomist at the VA. And I had a crush on one of the med techs. So my wife just recently found that out probably a year ago that got me into wanting to be a medical technologist. And that kind of led the pathway for me to become to oversee the two VA sites that or two laboratories. And then from there, I was very interested in getting the CEO role or in the C-suite, and that drove me into those different type of positions and then how to manage that. But that's how I got started, a crush on somebody.
And I'm guessing that the somebody wasn't your wife.
She went, no, it wasn't my wife. But ended up coming back, and we became friends over just a wonderful person. She was a med tech for like, I think, 15 years and just dynamic person. So, of course, I was 18, 19 years old and had a crush. And so that's how it happened.
So, I mean, going from being a phlebotomist to being a CEO, that's a big shift there. Obviously, you wanted to have an impact on a lot of different levels, not just a day-to-day role.
Right. Impact. Where can I make meaningful impact and make sure that we're doing things that are truly helping, not just walking through the numbers or just kind of appeasing people, but trying to get in there and make the changes that truly help at the local level. And that took me to D.C. to work in the activations office and be the program manager over that organization, and then finally accepting I missed patients and then moved back into operations as a chief operating officer and then a CEO role.
Do you ever think about what would have happened if you became an architect?
Oh my goodness. I probably would have less retirement because I would imagine that job's changing, but it is similar. I mean, you have to be an architect of healthcare. So some of the same principles you go through, and then feeding that when I became an activations director or manager, worked in design and outfitting of hospitals. So I kind of fed that part of my brain. But the processes are very similar of how you approach, whether it's healthcare or a project to construct something.
So you're kind of like a structural engineer of healthcare.
Yeah, I don't think the engineers out there would like me to title it like that. But yeah, you could say you have to be in roles like this. You have to be able to listen and be able to get the context of what the providers and patients and everybody's doing and then form a pathway forward. So you set key indicators and a structure.
And you're impacting people's quality of life, which is obviously a big deal.
Yes, both for patients, but also the staff. Who wants to go to an organization that you're miserable going in every day? So creating an environment that people feel that they're cared about and they have leadership that's honest, telling them when their perception may not be what's needed at this point.
And what's your view on, for healthcare providers at any level that you would have here at Aviva, about helping them also have other aspects of their life? Because this can be pretty draining work.
You have to get away from work. So a technique I've used in the past is pickles. You know, when people are just so focused on work and they can't get away with it, use the word pickles. It helps kind of get the hippocampus sidetracked and have it positive. But you have to be able to get away from work. And sometimes the pressures at work, especially in a very difficult time some of our organizations have been having with how do you finance healthcare, it's worrying. But you got to take the time, get out, and make sure you're taking the time to do the fun stuff you like to do with your family or your cat and your dog or whatever it might be.
And you mentioned being involved with the school district. What do you find rewarding about that?
the amount of people that have come together to support our local area. They're from all different layers of the community or different areas of the community. And then I think that the people that I've met within that that work group, just absolutely wonderful people. Not only are they willing to sit down and spend an awful lot of time assessing all the documents, but coming and touring and then trying to help the local community here improve their way of managing some of the old buildings. I was so surprised on the state of some of the buildings and how they've been able to keep them together. So the leadership there being able to basically put Band-Aids on some items and keep those Band-Aids on for long periods of time. So in an organization that has buildings and they have to be able to keep those up to date, sometimes it's very hard. They're very expensive. And the school and the school board members, I'm just amazed on what they have done. Big kudos out to the school board members and Jared, the superintendent, and all of the individuals doing that. I'm just amazed. And I've been in construction and activation for probably 15 to 20 years in that range.
All right. Wrapping up Inside Douglas County, Patrick Cole, interim CEO of Aviva Health. Looks like you've got a lot of ideas ahead. We'll connect with you again soon and talk more about it.
Great. Thank you.
All right, 1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQAM.
Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 12:30 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others and let them know where they can hear it. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.